time we finished off by discussing Tesis Kashi, that the price here says so why? Because mean always paid. And the Gemara says, Asir Levadai, Veloy Asir Yisofik. So Teisa says the Kashi, Teimed Levatel Beobim. After all, only one behemoth is Potter. The behemoth that walked out from the stable, the other behemoths, so Achayev, the other nine behemoths, at least nine behemoths, are Achayev because they didn't walk out yet. So Mele let that one behemoth that is potter be bottom of the rope in the nine behemoths that are higher than Maisa Mele. And now also you see that this Shita is, as the Negiontev points out, that this rope is not only effective to the Matkia, Halisha Misa, but even to create a Halisha. Because the Rambam Shite in Chesuki is that if one piece of Schach Kosher is mixed with many pieces of Schach Kosher, so then we don't say that the piece of Schach Kosher should become Kosher. We only say Bitterov to Mafkia Chalisha Misa, but not to create a Chalish. So Teisa Shite is the country. Because if Teisa Shite had been like Rambam Shite, you know, Chesuki, that the whole din of Bitl is only to Matkia Chalish, not to create a Chalish. So then Teisa couldn't ask, let the one Behemoth that is Potter of Maisen Behemo be, for Bitl Berov, become a Chuyev. Alright, so Teisus does not give it out. And Shinkobetzes mentions in the name of the Rosh that here it's not shaykh to say Bitl, because Bitl is based upon the Biru of Kol Deporish, Merube Porish, even though the Halacha is, according to many Rishonim, that when we say Kol Deporish, Merube Porish, and there is a raya from the Gemara in prayers to that effect, that it's not a bir. We don't say that if one that since there are two chtichas of feta, and only one chticha viseha, so each chticha by itself has the bill of Kol Deporish, that is the chticha seta. So then the halacha, we don't say that because the Gemara in Bechira says that ligavi tumas nevele, if one chticha nevele was nisarit with two chtichas of fruto, so then we say Bitl Berov legabe Tumas Magi, because Tumas Magi, so each Tume takes place by itself, and even if he touches all the Chatichas of Nevela and Shrutam Vasachas, but it's separate Magis. Mashenkin legabe Mase, we don't say Bitl Berov, because Mase, if you carry all the three chatichas in one bag, then it's one maise. It's not two different maise. So it's a raya that it's not that we say that each one becomes heter. Namely, if each one becomes heter, so then how could we be mitamil maise? But after all, which chaticha is mitamil maise? The heretofore Chaticha of Nivele, but the Chaticha to four Chaticha of Nivele is also, does not have a Chalishem Nivele, and it has a Chalishem Eta. The answer is that even though we say, according to many Rishonim, especially Shitas Rosh, that who says that if one Chticha of Isa was Nisari of two Chtichas of Eter, and then and it's Nidale, and then he was Mivashal them together, so we are sure that the Chtichas Isa gave it time. In the other Chtichas, there was no Shishim. Still, it's Muta, because since there is Bitubirov, so the Isa is Nefach Leheta. In other words, according to the Rosh, the Halacha of Bitubirov is like the din of Bitul B'Shishim, just like Bitul B'Shishim. So if one measure of Isa is Nisarin with 60 measures of Heta, so then, and there is even distribution, so then he's allowed to eat from the Gdere, even though he knows that he is eating from the year to 40 Isa. Why? Because we say the year to 40 Isa is Nefach Leheta. So by Yovish, B'Yovish, B'Tborov is the same thing, but is the same thing as long as we can say in respect to each one that it is Heta. So even though Klap Yishmai is Galye, that a certain Chatiche happens to be Yisra, it's still Nefach Leheta. But in respect to Tumas Mas, since we cannot say in respect to each one, because it's not important whether in respect to each one there is the beer of Kolipol, because since the Masse is with all the Chatichas together, so Memele, we cannot say Bitul Brov in respect to each one. So, but the Teretz of the Rosh is that we cannot say Bitul Brov here, because there is Gzeros HaKosiv of Asiris Vadai, the Loy Asiris of it. So that means that according to the Rosh, the whole din of Kol Kiporish is a din. It's not a bill. So Vayisa V'Heter, so we don't require a bill. Let's say according to the Rambam, it's Veiket Raisi Sofik Ashokl also. So is materially cooler. Can we say it's a bill? It's Halacha, we don't have to be Chayish. So here the Halacha is, if there is love of Kol Deporish, we don't have to be Chayish. In other words, it can be Tele that each Chatiche is the Chatiche of it, like Svekfike. Svekfike is not an absolute bill. Svekfike is Halacha that we don't have to be chesish. But in the case where he knows that it's Isa, so then Svekfeike is Osa. Now, then I mentioned that the Machlekes Rabin Shmuel by Baba Kame, the Mishneh, Haminiach Esakad Beshusarabim, Uboacha Viniskalbo, Vishovo Pota, Vimhuzagbo Valachovies, Chaye Viniski. So if somebody left the card is a jug, a small thing, and then another person was Nisko, so, and he broke it, so is Pota. But Vim Huzagbo, and suppose another person slipped over the card, so the Bala card was a Pisheya in leaving the card in Rishus Arabi. So is high. Brachov is high in this. So in the Reiche, the Tana of the Mishneh refers to the Kele by the term Kat. In the Sefer, it refers to the Kele by the term Chovis. Posav Gad, we see him the Chovis. Utna Name. Zebo Bachavisei, Vizebo Bikirosei. Nishbiro Kaddish al Zeh. Kirosi shall say pota. Posa bechov, yes, we see him bikat. Utna name, zebo havisi shall yain. Vizebo bikadi shall vash. Nizdiko chovie shall vash. First it says kadi shall vash. Then it says nizdiko chovie shall vash. Vishofar ze yene. Vizel sat vash li seche. Ainly ala sorry, posa bikad, we see him bechovies. So we see that the terms kat and chovies are used interchangeably. Omar af pope, haine kat, haine chovies. Lemain af kemine le mekach umemcha. Heichadam. In other words, if the mecher said, I'm selling you a chovies, so then he can give him a kat, because he could say, when I said chovies, I meant ikat. The mekach amamcha shebiyad amecher lo sislei eize sheyirs v'afilu yisni mechovies dimash magdelo neisn likat kishiktan. So the Gemara is the kash heichadam ilay me beasra dikode dikore Basra di kade likore chovies. Vi chovies likore kade. If the minak bnei odom in that city is to use the term kat for a small kele jug and the term chovies for a barrel, a big kele. Holy korele. So how can he say if the mecher said to the likeach, Ubin said to Shimon, I am selling you a kad, a chovies, to give him a kat? לא יצריך את דרובי קורלי לקד יקד ולחוויתי חוויתי מי כנאמה דיקורי לחוויתי קד ולקד חוויתי מהו יתאים איזיל בסרובי אין רוב אנושים in that place קור a cut card and obvious so from the perspective of the expression used by all people. So he cared the mecher who said, I'm selling you. A chovies should not be able to give him a card. Komashmalon, the inhilchim momen acharov. And on that point, the Gemorim Borokame, at the beginning of Shir Shenogach Saporo, there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. So Shmuel is the one who says, Ein hilchim b'momen acharav. Why? Because we cannot be meitzi momen yet amurze on the basis of what? Because the murze can say, I am like the mute. I am from the mute. I am like the mute. But Rav says, hilchim b'momen acharav. So Teisves, Esekashe, here on Aminiach, Tavchof Tainamel Beis, Teime, Matam in Hilchi, Leisei Bikalvachim, Abidini Foshes, Kidamrinom Ferikamel Sanhedrin, Vireb Yashe, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, the moment is So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel Amud Beis says, "Shloisha minhalom the Tana Rabba v'nika v'alabayis alohim harei kanechot adolim yoved v'ashneim harei kan shnai ashi yashin olim harei kan shloish divrei Rabbi Yash." Rabbi Yisnei, where Rishin Tchilonema, Vein Der Shin Tchiles. So how do we know, according to Rabbi Yisnei, that in the moment is in Bishleisha? El Adol Him Yodei Dvar Shneim Harikan Echot Ashi Ashin Al Him Harikan Shnai Vein Bez Nishok Misif Malim Eid Echot. There is Aloha in Bez Nishok. In other words, a Bez Nishok cannot consist of an even number. Because if it consists of a number, let's say 2, 4, or 8, so then they could split and there would be no hachoy of rov. So it has to consist of an even number. 3 is an even number. So, in other words, so it couldn't be a shove bishop, because either 2 would say Chayev and 1 would say Zakai, or the reverse. 2 would say Poter and 1 would say Chayev. Name of Ideas Shin Tchiles Kamiflik. The Mars of Ideas Shin Tchiles Rabbi Yashi, who Mars of Rabbinis holds Ein Ideas Shin Tchiles. Look, the kula alma in der shintchilis. Oma lach Rabbi Yashi, im kini mikro v'nikvo labayis la shevi, mai Elohim shmaman ulyon, v'Rabbi Yinesen lishne da alma no kat kidam reinsh, man de isle dine leikrev li gabayon, v'Rabbi Yashi les le bez neidi. A Rabbi Yashi, so, learns out shleisho because there is Elohim 3 times. But why does he meet Elohim 3 times? Even if we have 2 times mentioned Elohim, on the basis of the aloche of a bezn shokel, so we should require a third one. Vatanya Rablezab Nisha Rabizak Lime Matal Mudlema Lintes Achirabim Hateis. So that's mentioned God in the forces. Hatir omro aseli chobez neit. Sovalek rabiud, rabiash. The omra shivi. The question is, bez nagodl has to have ein alef or just shivi. The Torah says, is full of shivi mechom yikni yisroel. So, the rabbonon say, meishal gabeyen, so together, it's shivo yish, exclusive of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it doesn't require Ein Aleph, just Shivi. So Rabbi Yehuda is chilek on the whole din of Bez Nishok. So Rabbi Yashe holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So like Rabbi Yehuda Doma Shivi. Itnan, Sanhedrin Dei Lo Yisro Shol Shivi Meachot. Rabbi Yehuda Imei Shivi. Eima the Shamas Le Rabbi Yehuda Sanhedrin Dei Lo. Because there is a special Zerosakosu of Isfolosh, Nish, Mizikin Yisrael. But by other Bezden, how do you know that Rabbi Yehuda would say Gaba Bezden also? Bishobdin, Mishmasli, Vichiteme, Loishne, Vatanye, Smichaskeni, Varifes, Hagol, Vishleish, Dil Rabbi Yujer Pshimen, Rabbi Yehuda Mibachamish. אבל מי תאמר רב יהודה וסומכו שניים זקני שני ואם בזן שוקו ומסימן מידחו הרי כאן היי so the Gemara says the Rabbi Yashi עדיף עם רב יהודה דיל רב יהודה בסנדרן די לא די לסלי that there is a requirement of in בזן שוקו הו בשוב דיני איסלי ורב יהשי בשוב דיני נאמה לסלי Well, high lintes, my obitle. make him lay bin nefashis. Avon mominis loy, that the mominis there is no aloha of the bezn shoko. Well, er hat it nan schneim im Sakai, wer hat im Achayev Sakai, schneim im Achayev, wer hat im Sakai Achayev, nehm ich mit Rabbi Yashi. A filu teim Rabbi Yashi, meisle vik alachim im Nifosh. So in other words, how do we know by the Mominus that Rav is enough and one can be declared Chayev on the basis of Rav even though it's not unanimous? How do you know that? Kalachim and Nefoshes, Umad Nefoshes de Chmir, Omar Rachmoni, Zil Bosarube, Dinimomenes, Loikosh. So, in other words, so we see from this Gemara in Sanhedrin that Nefoshes is more chomer than the Imomenes. Even though in Momen there is a Muzek, and by Nefoshes there is not a Mosek, but by Nefoshes there is something more serious than Cheskas Mami. Nefoshes, the life of a person. So Teisa says, Teime de Berisha Mecha Peireis, Komar Shmuel, den Hilchim bi Mami Nacharo, Vamailoi Nelei, Bikalvachem bi Nefoshes, Kedam Genoche, Vein leim ad nefoshes gufaye lo yazlin am basarube birube de lesekamon ela birube de isekamon do berish perik seo meire mashma vichol tuchte azlin am basarube bid nefoshes. In other words, not only birube de isekamon but even birube de lesekamon. So from this thesis it's mashma that the trube de isekamon nitzalasvore is stronger than Rubid Resikam. Because Stacy had his Hokkaido of saying that by Nefoshes we only go by Rubid Resikam, like Chovdayon. If 13 members of the Sanhedrin Ketano say Chayet and 10 say Potter, I mentioned 13 and 10, not 12 and 11, because by Nefoshes there is a special Zerasakosuf. We see after Rabbi Merois that we cannot be Mechayev, a person being Nefoshes, on the basis of one margin. It has to be on the basis of two. So Mele, it can only be visualized in the case of 13 saying Chayev and 10 saying Potter. But from this basis, it's mashma that Misarasvore Rube Diisekamon is stronger than Rube Lesekamon. But the Shittes Rambam I mentioned last week is just the reverse, because the Shittes Rambam is that even though we go Basar Rube Diisekamon, but the Rambam says, if a baby was found in the city where Rov of the city of the Noshim in the city are the soil, but there is, so the aloha is that we go Basarov, but he doesn't require any geos, he can marry Basi soil. But if there is one Nochris in the city and the thousand if there is one Nochris in the sea, even though 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000 of the residents are Israelis or one Shifre, so then if somebody was Nikadish, this Tinekes that was found when she became Migdele, so then, and somebody was Bola or his potter of Mis, so the right of this mask. Ravid says, where did the Rambam get that Aloha is Sefte in Mishmachshirim? So Rabbi Yudeh says that, and we don't pass like Rabbi Yudeh. And even Rabbi Yudeh, Ravid says it, because since the Tinekes was found in the street, and it's not a derech of this soil to be so luxurious, to live, to abandon a baby in the street. So there is a reese, maybe it's the nochris, but we don't pass like Rabbi. So what is the Shittas Rambam? So the Shittas says, the Shittas Rambam is that he, and Rabbi says, but we go by Nefoshes Bosarov. So the Shittas says, according to the Rambam, we only go Bosarov by Nefoshes, by Rubi de Lesekam. But by Rubi de Lesekam, we don't go by Nefoshes Bosarov. So Mimele called the Polish that's Rubi de Lesekam. So that means that the Raivet, that the Rambam Shiti is that Rubi de Lesekam is stronger than Rubi de Lesekam. Rubi de Lesekam is considered to be Rugomo, but Rubi de Lesekam is only a din, not is a din, just like that. I mean, it doesn't apply to a Sofik HaShokot. In other words, it's a din that we have to rely on probability. And if there is a rov, so then it's Korav Levada. It's Korav Levada. So Teisa says the Kashi here. Anyway, so the Rambam Shite is just the reverse of Teisa. Teisa, it appears here, that Rubi de Lesekam, that Rubi de Lesekam is stronger than Rubi de Lesekam. And the Rambam Shite is just the reverse. That Rubi de Lesekam is stronger. Rubi de Lesekam is a Biro Gomo. And Rubi de Lesekam is just an Indian of probability. So Mele Bayi said, it's a din, we have to rely, you don't have to be chayish for a possibility. But by machine, can we get any forces? So we have to be chayish even for a remote possibility because of the loche of Sofik Neforshes law. So Teisves as the kashe, so how is it that here the Gemara says, according to Rav Yashai, since we go Bosarov by Nefoshes, so the Momnes is Polishkin, that means Nefoshes is more humble than the Momnes. But Shmuel says that in Hilchim Momnes Harov, because of Moses, so Momnes is more humble than Nefoshes. So Teisus gives the Teres here. In Sanhedrin, Pitzorach Leima, the Rubel Radi Zabne, Lechoshif, Kehanach, That's Teisves, Teres in Sanhedrin. Then, but Teisves, in Aminiach, Daf Chofzayin on the base gives a different Teres. When the Gemara says that according to Shmuel, that Rube de Kore, Lechov Yeschvite, Ulikat Kade, Leumite Kore, Lechov Yeskate, Ulikat Chvite, so then Shmuel says that the Mecher who told explicitly the Lekeach that he is selling it, Lechov Yes can give him for the same price he cut, because the Melchim Momen Acharov, and Teisa says the Kashe, Teime Matam, in Melchim, Leise Bikal Vachimea, Midin Nefoshes, Kidamun Ferekamri Sanhedrin, Verab Yashem Masali Bikal Vachimea Nefoshes, Umadin Nefoshes Echmir, Omrach Monezil Bosarube, Din Momenes Likosh, Vafil Rube Lesekamon, Azlinum Bidin Nefoshes Bosarube, Kidom Abrisseo Mere, Vishlema, the Hosom Gabideonim Shane, the Hoshov, Mil de Duke Mishane, Vilekali Meva Hosom Ekim Omeni Vahasas Mori, the best Mafkemine, Aval Gavisho Mome, Dike Mute Vihazoke, Loyas Limbusso. So Tesis here gives the Teres, the Tenochename, that that Nefoshes is more chamor than the Nemomnes. And sins, according to Shmuel, even by the Nemomnes, so we don't go Vosarov, Allah has a tamo vechamo, by Nefoshes. But by Rav Dayonim, so there is a loche of Acheravim Lahatis, that the miut has to succumb to the das of the Rav, and they have to pass in this din Torah, not in another din Torah. In another din Torah, they can say something else, and they express the original opinion. And if they'll get it off, so then in that din Torah they'll have to pass like the day of the miut in this din Torah. But in this din Torah, there is a chiyuv incumbent upon the miut to be mikabel the das rov. And in Yerushalmi, in Sanhedrin, there is a machlekes between Rabbi and Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish says that not only do they have to be mikabel the day, and because of the day of the rov, that they can even be forced, the miut, to sign the psag din like the day of the Rav. And they cannot say, well, how can we sign when our opinion is different? Rabbi Yechon says they have to mevatel their day, but they cannot be forced to sign it. In other words, so the Rav had a yonim, or one of the yonim signs it. He says that on the basis of the achoyes of Rav, so Pliny Yotzachayev or Pliny Yotzachayev. Pliny Yotzachayev. So why is that Shulaloche of Achiravim Lahatis implies that if there is a discussion on a certain din, Bimai Midecho, and the miut expresses their opinion and they mention the Svoras, the Mekerim, the Taimim, and then the Rav hears the Taimim and the Mekerim, and they reject it, and they tell the miut Ayonim as to why they reject it. So that they have to be mikabel. The Rav has to, the miut has to be mikabel in this din Torah, but in any other din Torah, they don't have to be mikabel. So that's only Rav Bezd, whereas the Mari Dechot. But the Marik says, suppose there is a din Torah, Ruvain is Tebeya, let's say, Elef Zuz from Shimon, and then the Shaila, whether Shimon is Chayev or not, is told in Achlekes HaPoskim. According to Rav Poskim, so Shimon is Chayev. According to Miut Poskim, Shimon is Potter. So the Marik says, the Nitva can say, Anos virali can mute. So it doesn't mean that the Nitva happens to be an Adam Godel and he has his own Achoy. He can, even if he doesn't know anything, but as long as the Bez knows, there is a Machlekes HaPoskim, and the Bezden has no Achoy of its own. If the Bezden have Achoy of its own, so then we say, Ein li dayan la mashein efreis. But if the Dayonim don't have their own Achoye, then they have to pass in Liptur. Because in Hilch, because since it's not the Maidechot, let's say Machlekes, Rishenim, so the Rishenim, the mute, so did not discuss that question with the other Rishenim. So Memele, we cannot be made in Yeramot. So we rely on Rav Poskim in Yisaveheta. This is the pshat whenever there are more paskins likule. Why does he paskin likule? Because the Chachmei Ashkenaz, Rav Poskim of Chachmei Ashkenaz, so held likule. But it's not a Biur Gomor in Yisaveheta. That's why the Shach says in Klolei Roye that whenever There are more Paschals because of Rav Poskim, so Bal Nefesh Yachmel Lasme, and he shouldn't rely on it. But by Momein, we require, in order to be made Simon Yedam Muzek, we require a Biro Gomo, not just probability. So that's Tesis Teres Namaniach. But Tesis Teres in Sanhedrin is something else. Tesis Teres in Sanhedrin is Bisor Reimar de Rubel Radiesabne Le Choshiv Kana Chube Hilkach Le Samchino Naach Chube Beginim Omnis. The Sheshmaitze says, what is the distinction between the Rov of Le Radiesabne or the Rov Reiv Noshim Yildes Lites or Reiv Noshim in an islandess? Because Reiv Noshim in an islandess, Reiv Noshim Yildes Lites is a Rov Atolo Viteva. Mashen Kei Rubel Zabne Radie is a Rov Atolo Mineb Neodom. So the Pshat is very simple. Rov Atolo Viteva is a Birogim. But Rov Atolo is like Chazoki. But Rov Atolo Mineb is not a Biro. Just because Rov Neodom have one practice. So that doesn't mean that the Mild Neodom are made like Rov Neodom. Maybe he's not a conventionalist. So by Isaveter, we don't require a Biro Gomu. So Rov Atolo Mineb is also sufficient. But by Momein, where there's aloche of Sofit Momein Hokel, a mitzin miyadamurze, kameis mechaveil avaraye, who require a birgom. And by Nifoshes, certainly. And by Nifoshes, even Rav would agree that we don't rely on a Rov Atolo B'minik. But by Momein, Rav Shite is that we do rely. Now the question arises, how can Rav say by Momein we rely on something that is not a Biro, just a deal? After all, there is a loche of Hameitzim Chaveri Olavarai. So we cannot, unless there is a Biro, so Bezdin cannot be made Simon. Now let's see a Gemara in Kedushin. The Mishnah in Kedushin says, Afnun Amud Aleph, just two lines from the end of the Amud. Hamkadish Tei Noshim Bishove Prute O Yisha Achaz Bipochas Bishove Prute. Before the Kedushin, because Bizman Chazal, the Kedushin Nisuin did not take place at the same time as it is by us. So there was an interval, even with Beis Chodesh, between the Kedushin and Nisuin. So the Mishnah says that if somebody was Mikadesh, Poros Mishalot Pute, so she's not Mikadeshes. Even though he sends Avlones a big cake, let's say, or a ring by two shluchim who are Edim Chair. So we do not have to be chayshish that the cake or the ring he sent to the Kale was Lishem Dush and the shluchim are the Edim. Itma, the Gemara. Tafnunom beises itna. Ravunom achishish in Lisabon. If the chosin sends the matone for two shluchi to the kale, so yachishish maybe is the shem gush. and she requires a get. V'chein omar rabbe, chay shishin yisavlonis. Omar rabbe, umisfinu ashmait, afal pishish sholach savlonis, le'acha mikan, eni mekodeshis. So it says, refers in the Mishneh, that ein chay shishin yisavlonis. Hosom, so the Gemara says, Omar abaye hosom yitone taime, the Mishnah discusses the case not for a person just like that. A chosin who is engaged to the kala sends a matoni to the kala. But first the chosin was mikadish the ishe with the pachas mishore put, and then he sends the matoni. So mele adas dushno reshenim hu shalach. It wasn't his kavone to be mikadesh with the cake or with the ring that he sent for two shlichim cherim layers. Hosom tonet haimish machim tuf shim rishayin nishalach. Ike da amre oma rabbe minno amin alo kdik tonet haimish machim tuf shim rishayin nishalach. Hoche hu ditoy ho ba'al mehabridus nishalach. According to the second lesson, it's not that Abaye said it, that Rabbi himself said it. Rabbi Eloimi Boye come, Eloimi Boye Ba'almed Eloi Noches, Viteres Dushin Klaal, Rafu Hochad in Noches, Viteres Dushin. He was Mikadish already, the Paras Mishra put there, so he could say it the other way. On the contrary, it's not that he didn't know that Mikadish Paras Mishra put anybody there. Who doesn't know that the Sunday country, that was just a preface, hagdome, to the real Dush. So, iskomashma. For a hoche di noche teres Dushin, ima avik Dushin komashma. May avalo omar afope biasra di mikache vodam yisavle. If in the place the meaning is, the Thursday of mikadish dish, and then they send the matone, so Hashin Uyahish Misavlev Hodamikachi, but he first they send the matone and then the Amikarish Lechashin Mikachev Hodamisavle Hashinon, of course Pshite Loitzriched Rube Mikachev Hodamisavle. ומיעוט מסבלה והודה מקאץ' מהו דתי מניח ושלי מיעוט קומשמו. In other words, רובה איז מקאץ' והודה מסבלה. So ממילא פשיטה הוכה קסינו מקאץ' והודה מסבלה פשיטה מקודשת. כלי מהיך דישול סבלונס kei magdushin dim kodeshes, di dilme dishim dushin shalach, since the dushin precedes the matone, so mele the matone that he sent, he meant lishim dush. V'yesh m'forshim pshitet dim kodeshes, di kodeshes kvo, והבת מושב רשת, ומשנה לא יצריכה דרובה מקאצ'ה ועודה מסבלה, ומותה מסבלה ועודה מקאצ'ה. מהו לתאים? נחוש. למותה פירוש ולתאים מקדשת. So we should, there could be so כדאי תוך, that we should חייש אשלי מותה, and be matter her לשוק without it yet. I mean, how could there be such a thing? So כמש מלון, that as limen basaruben we are not telling the miut lekul. So because the hecha kama nechos limute v'avel hok. All right, since halgadaito, but how could there be such a halgadaito that we should rely on the miut and be matter and ishishish without it yet, if it had been? And he said, Rabbanon, so then there could be a Salkadaitach like that. But Lisa the Reise and Lisa the Shish of Erbach Moor, how could there even be Isal Gedeitoch for 1 second? So Tesa says, Ni oin ze kush, doch an ame ashkech om bechame ducht, chai shino on shembo ben milin kost, va vech shoshalok. The Gemara says that if a person gave a get to his wife, he said, "I raise it there." And then the Eidim looked at the paper. They saw it was completely blank. So then, if somebody came and Mekadisha Midaito after the sine of this apparent blank piece of paper, so she, in order to be mutar alme, she requires a get from the second mikdashot, because chayshinon shemul milin kos. Maybe he wrote with an ink that disappears, but then if you put it in water, it's revived, and at the time of the nisine, the get was inherent in the paper, even though it's not Nikah. So she's still Migrashis. So over there, the Gemara says, Mal deteime, nech patrob mi odom, when they write a get, so they don't write it with that kind of ink. They write with an ink that is apparent. So the Gemara is Salkadaitoch. So we see that sometimes the Gemara has a Salkadaitoch that we should be made. And then the Chaname Omir in the Kushe, the Chaname Ashkechon, Bechama Duchte. Begitten Chashin Shem Milen Kostek. We have a social hockey, we have a gitem, we call, we came berish per kechod in the mummies, star she kosher beis money, be shabbos, we basor, be tishre kosher, chayshino and shemo yechul, because if the date of the star is shabbos, or yom kippah, so mele, if they signed it on that day that is mentioned in the shah, so the star is possible, because the Arish Oy, they signed on Shabbos and in Kippur. So then we say the star is possible, because we are telling that that Ichul v'Kosvu, they post-dated it, in Shtorom Mechorim is Kshel. So there the time is, because there is a locha of Eidim Achsum Lashtar, Nasik Lachka Dusum Ibezd, so there's a locha of Shtoris, that when Eidim sign Ishtar, we assume that the Eidim are sharing, they're not trading, otherwise it will be impossible, you know, to collect, for Bezdin to collect on the basis of a Milve Bishtar. But still, the Gemara uses the Loshen Mechayshin. Then Tesa says, "V'ra'agor sifre, loitzriche deruve misavle, v'hoda mikache, umiut mikache, v'hoda misavle." Just the reverse. The trov ni'odom, their meaning is, first they send a matone, and then they are mikadish. Umiut mikache, v'hoda misavle. But the miut first are mikadish, and then they send the matane. Mali teime, and they send the cake for two shluchim who are kshirim ladies. So I would say, Mali teime shloinecho shlimiute. So since the rov sends avlones, and then the amikadish, so mimele perush shloitei mikodeshes. Because since we know he didn't send a cake as yet, So it's raya that he just sent the cake just to show his devotion to the cow, but it didn't mean the shindush. So kamashmalon, since it's nigeya the isarishish, that we are chayshish limut. Kamashmalon, the chayshino limut utemi kodeshis. Vashti miche, the chayshino limute mishun chaymer the isarishish. So then the Tesis Yishenim says, in the name of the Rosh, why our Cheshish Lemute by Yishish? They said, Rabban, just as the Gemara says in Yevames, that if the Eidim saw that the husband drowned into a river, that Yesh Lem Sof, that when somebody falls in that one side of the river, he can see what happens on the other side of the river. Let's say, like in the mountains, we have small lakes. So when you stand on one side of the lake, you can see whether the person who sank into or fell on this side, whether it came out on the other side. So then, if the lady didn't see him come out, so it's a raya, he was drowned. But suppose it's mindshin himself. If somebody fell into the Atlantic or Mediterranean, it's impossible to see. So we have to be chayshish. We have to be chayshish. Even though Rav Neodom, who sink in the Mediterranean or in the Atlantic, so don't come out alive. But there is a mute, as the Gemara mentions, in Yevames with Rabbi Akiva, and in other words, he was able to support himself on a beam all the time, and then he came out. So that's only a chumrah d'rabban. So the Rosh says, according to the Girsa of the Rach, it's only a chumrah d'rabban. But midraise, we do not have to be chayshish, even in regard to the isar of ishish. However, the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ritvo in Gdushin, they are chilek and Rosh, and they accept the Girsa of the Rach, that with Abbe Shishish, we have to be chayshish for a mute, but on the rice level, not like Maim Shein Sof, which is only Chumrah d'Rabban. Now, and what's the Pshat? So the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ritvo say that Eishishish or Tova Shebe'avo has the Chumrah of the Nefoshes, not just of the Nemomenes. Now, on that point, whether Eishishish, Tova Shebe'avo, has the Chumrah of the Nefoshes, or it's treated like the mamas, there is a machlekes kashen. Tesfes in Makes says, like the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ritvo in Gdush, that Eishishish has the chumre of dine nefoshes, not of dine mamas. Now the Mishneh in Makis, the Afeyom and Bey says, Al Pishnayim Eidim or Shleish Eidim Yuma Sameth Im Iskayemes or Eidis Mishnayim Loma Port HaKosov Shleish El Hokish Shnayim Shleish or Lishnayim Ma Shleish or Mazim Es HaShnayim Af HaShnayim Yozeimu Es HaGim. In other words, three Eidim can be mazin two Eidim. They are more. So two Eidim can be mazin shleish. Menayin afil meyot. The teeth, the first cut consisted of 100 Eidim, and the second cut, Hussein Mono Yisen, consists of two, they can be mazin. All because Tanlim Eidim, Rav Shimon Meir, משניים מן הרוגין עד שיהיו שניהם זמם מין, אפלי שוי מן הרוגין עד שיהיו שלושתם זמם. ומניין אפילו מאו, תלמוד להם הרי, רבי עקיבא אומר, ליבו השלישי להוקל, אלא להחמיר עליו, ולעשות דיני קיץ בהם. ואם כן עונש הכוסף לנתפל, לעבר עבירו כעבר עבירו, על הסכמו לחמו, ישלם שכר, לנתפל, לעשה מצווה כעשה מצווה. ומה השניים נמצא אחר מן כל עבר פוסל? עדוס ומפתלו, הפלישו נמצא אחד מן כל עבר פוסל, עדוס ומפתלו. ומניין אפילו מאו, סופוז דה 180, הוא טסטיפה. And then one of the 180 turned out to be corollary apostle, so the agode of the denying edim who are not craving of sulim is also but omar rabbi yisi v'amed v'om amurim b'din nifoshes avo b'din momnes tiskayim edis bishof. So rabbi yisi is a maker. According to rabbi yisi, the whole aloha of Eidish Bottle and Sosa Bottle Kulo applies only to Nefoshes. But by the moment, there is no aloche of Eidish Bottle and Sosa Bottle Kulo. So that's it, Kule by Rabbis. Rebbe, Eimer, Echod in the moment, the Echod in Nefoshes. So Rebbe is Machm. And according to Rebbe, we pass like Rebbe. So the aloche of Eidish Bottle Kulo Eidus Kulam Ptulo applies to the Momenes as well. But then, Rebbe Hezikule. But they Messiah Bisman Shisro Ben. So Rebbe says, even by Nefoshes, when do we say Nimtzeach Men Korvi Posl? Eidus Kulam Ptulo, if the Psulim had Kavone to be Eidi. But if, so what's the raya that they had kavone to be eating? That the psulim were masre, the need, let's say he was mechal Shabbos. So they told him, don't be mechal Shabbos, because if you are mechal Shabbos, you are chayev nisi. And he was mekabel dasroi. But suppose the psulim were not masreim, so that means that there is no raya that they had kavonet to be eating. So Mamele, even though it turned out that they were psulim, it's not mevatel the agode or the ri of the kshet. Avol bizman shalo yisru ben mayasu shnei achin shero beachot shorgas hanefesh. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Rebbe. So each one is machmir and each one is maker. Rabbi Yisi is making in the sense that according to Rabbi Yisi, by the Momnes, the Allah of Nimzach and Korvi Posl, he does Kulon Ptelo, doesn't apply. And he's Machmir, that Bani Foshes, what Allah of Nimzach and Korvi Posl does apply, so it applies even in the case of Leikim Roy. Rebbe, on the other hand, is machmir in the sense that the aloche of Nimzach Men Korvi Posl machmir or meikel in the sense that the according to Rebbe, the aloche of Nimzach Men Korvi Posl Eidus Kulon Ptulo applies to the Momnes also. But on the other hand, Rebbe Shita is that Bein B'Momin, Bein B'Din Nefoshes, so it only applies in the case where he is mischavenoid, but if he's not mischavenoid, now. So then the Gemara Sikash. Omer Rapapa Abaye, according to Rabbi Yisi, that by the Nefoshes, there is a law of English, Nimzachman called Post, it is Kulum Tuo. Even if it was not Mecham Lohid, so how can we visualize a Chiyuv Nisei for Itzeach? El Ma'at Ho'or Yatzeh. The hog, the victim, is always a witness of the Ritzich Hegelstein. Why is the hog fossilized? Pishling in the Herik is a Rosh, is a Ritzich. But the hog is a Tzaddik. Why is it fossilized? So there are two Tzokotzim things. One lesson is because the hog is a Seini. So the question arises, the Mashal is the Kashi. But his Seini is Kosher Leidus. His Seini is only post-Lodin. But his Seini is Kosher Leidus. We next do Yisrael Kach. Yeah, Ben Yisrael is not Choshut to testify falsely just because the one against whom he testifies is an enemy of his. So the Mashal gives a terrorist, there are two kinds of sons. There is one Seine, not a Seine B'nefesh. He doesn't like it. So what's the definition of that kind of Seine? Shaloi diberi meishleishiyam. In other words, if in the past his custom was whenever he meets him, he greets him, but because of a certain argument, he stopped greeting him. That's a regular Seine. So that kind of Seine is post-Lord, but he's kosher. But suppose he is Seine Nefesh, like this, Ritzeach, I mean, he's killing him, so he hates him intensely. So then he's a choshut, and it's not only a choshut of Mishaker, because by Eides, choshut is a psuaguf. The second terrace in Loshin Teisus is that the victim, the Nirzach, the whole, is postulated because he's a traitor. Let's say he shot him in the lungs. So then, so even though he's still alive, but he's already a traitor, he's destined to die after a few days. So the male is a traitor. So suppose, so it's an Eidesh Yat Yochlazimo. So Mele is also postulated. Then the Gemara has another kashi. So when the Gemara has the kashi, Omer Rav Papa Abaye, Elamato Hog Yatzil, the Gemara gives the Teretz, Kish Hogim Achero. Somebody stabbed him in the back, and the Nirzach doesn't even know who stabbed him, so he didn't witness it. Nirba Yatzil. And the nearby is a Rosh. Kishorov im Achirov. Herik v'revei Yatsi. So they are certainly Rishoy. Ishtik. Kiosali kamei rove omalei. Yokum dovo bim kaimi dovo rakos midaber. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Raivet on one hand and Tesis on the other. Rashi and the Raivet explain that the aloche of Nimzachem and Korov Apostle, it is Kulum Ptulo, applies to someone body who has a Shemait, but apostolite. Korev has a Shemait, but his post. Roshe has a Shemait, but his post. Mashenkei, the Herig itself, the Reveya himself. So he does not have a Shemaid altogether. So we don't say Nimfeachad men Eidishabot Nimchosabot Lakulam. And that's how the Raivet answers the Kashe by old Rishenim. How does Rav say Tlein Rivan Lirzeni Hu Ve'acha Mistof and Hoge? There is a Yerushalmi in Gittin. Hakeset Nechosu Rishni Neodo. If Ruvain executed Ishtar Maton of all Nechosim to two Mikabli Maton, to Shimon and to Lev, Royo Eidim craving Leze or Chechen Leze, and the Eidi Ashtar were craving to Shimon, and they were Chechen to Lev. So Rish Lakish says, since to Levi they are reiking, so the Shtar Matone is effective, regarding Levi, and Levi gets the Nechosim. But even though it's not effective, Ligabi Shimon. And Rabbi Yochanan says, since it's bottle, Ligabi Shimon, so it is bottle Ligabi Levi also. Because of Yiddish, a bottle mixed also, bottle kulo. So why does Rabbi say, Pliny Levanel Yotzeini, or Pliny Boalishti, and by Pliny Boalishti, who acham istarfin lehogei, in the veil, but not to execute his wife. So the Rav did the teretz, because by kis mechosol shnei miodom, so it korev hezishemi, but the postulate, but Pliny Levan Lirzeini doesn't have a shemei, it's a confession, it's not edus. And Pliny Baal Ishti, since Baal Ki Ishti Ishti Ki Gufei, so it's Baldovo, so he doesn't have a shemei altogether. So Tesis in Matis here, and the Gemara Kashi, when Rebbe says, Bamedvom amun bisman sheisroben, avo bisman shalo yisroben, mayasu shneachim, shorol beachot shorges hanefesh. So, in other words, only when do we say, according to Rebbe, Eidi shebotom tzosu botol kulo, if the core of the apostle was mishavanoid. So how does Bezin determine whether it was Nishab Lehoid or not? So Hechav Din and Hecham Renelu. Omar Rove, Hocham Renelu. Limerza Sise Oila Sude Asis. In other words, when the Edim come to testify, so Bezin asked, did you come to testify or you came to see in order? And that is also a machlekes hashem, in order to be witnesses, or you just came to see, or you came to the Bezdin place out of curiosity. So if they say last fideasi say, and then some of them turned out to be choral apostle, so they just is what if they say the merzasi say, so it's not what so te. Then there is a machlekes in the Gemara whether the halacha is like Rabbi Isi or the halacha is like Rabbi. So itma, Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel halacha Rabbi Isi, the Rav Nachman Eimer halacha Rabbi, and we pass like Rabbi. So this says the kashe according to Shmuel that halacha Rabbi Isi kosh heich motzinu yodenu veragleinu kishenis ninged. Sheyesh b'mamat krevi, v'hoyolonu leimar. The edes akshirim bot, v'hai dum yedin nifoshes. The sharin onei sheshish, sheyesh bohem misas bez. In other words, so Tesis is the kasha according to Shmuel that the halacha is like a basi. So by nifoshes, even when it's chavnoid, we say. So the question is, how about all the git and all the gdush? So there are many guests at the wedding, and they are craving and showing all kinds of psul. So we don't say nimtza echad men kor post. The meaning is that at any wedding, so the rov with misadar gdushin is miyachad eidim, and that's based upon Yeshuvah Sorit, that if many eidim testified on a certain inyan, but the baldovo was miyachad only the kshirim, so even though the psulim also testified, they cannot be nevatel the agode or the rie of the kshirim. So that's a chumrah, but no one will pass that without yichud eidim that the gdushin is no gdushin, or that the get is no get, and that And if the Isha is not allowed to get married, Lishuk the Evet. So Kosha Eich Matsinu Yodinu Vraglim, Kishinis didn't get Sheyesh Bimat Kravim, Voyal Lima Deif Sakshirim Bottle, Vahai Dumyadin Nefoshes, Di Sharinon, Eishishish, Sheyesh Bomishes Best. So this Shita is like the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ritvo in Dush, that Eides Dovah Shebe'avo has the Chumre of the Nefoshes, not of the Nemomis. So Teisvi says, Loch in Yir Levi, the Gam Rabi Yisi Leomo, the Yresam Ptulo, El Adavke Beisam Shemiyidim Bifni Bezd. Aval Bishfil Ria Lechud Eloi, the reason is why, even according to Shmuel, there is no problem with all the Yikdushin today and all the Yikdushin today, because even according to Rabbi Yisi, that even without Kavon Lehoid, there is Halacha by Nefoshes of Eidish Bat Matzosa or Bat Lakulo, so it's only if they became Eide Agode, but if they didn't become Eide Agode, so then we don't say, even by Nefoshes, Nimtzeachem and Kol Reposu is true. Only the Kol of the Apostle ultimately became Eide Agode. And by Dushin and by Gittin today, they don't become Eide Agode. So Mele, there is no problem. So that means the taste of Shite Makes is like the Shite of the Ramban, the Rashbo, and the Ritva. However, the Mordechai in Yivames is Chelik. The Mordechai Yevames, the Tafaleh from the base in the first column. Uvisefer Agude, Benuki Yisef, Beyevames, Uvisefer Agude, Sokosav, Afim, Ein Eidi Kiyo, Sherol Basachas. In order that the Nishe should be a Sole Bailo. So then we require either it is Nus Mamesh, or even if it's not, it is Nus Mamesh. Just Edikio. Edikio means Dovah Mechuer. They didn't see this Nus Mamesh, but they saw something that is circumstantial evidence that there was adultery. So that's like considered like it's Nus, like it is Nus, and then the husband is Mechuev to divorce his wife. So the Mukiyesef and Agude say, even if they dikio, don't testify that they saw it together. Ela afil vzeachase kiman de osim vasachas nami. So that's edis miyachedes in the Agud. In other words, not in the day. But the Mordechai mentions the shita of Mukiyesef and of the Agude in three family, in two ways. One, in the Eifen, where the Ria was the Vasachas, except Reuven and Shimon together saw that the Ishishish had such a relationship with another man that is Mechiach, that there was Nus. They didn't see this Nus itself, but it is Machia. So then by the Momenes, there is a Machlekes between Reb Noson and the Rabbanon as to whether a Bezdin can be Mikabel or not. Let's say, suppose one aide comes to Bezdin and says, I saw together with Shimon that Levi borrowed 1,000 zuz from Yud. So he testifies that the Ria was Basachas, but the Haggadah b'Bezdin was Zeshaloi b'Fnise. And then that is at 12 o'clock. At 1 o'clock, Shimon comes to Bezdin when Reuven had left already Bezdin and says, I saw together with Reuven how Levi borrowed 1,000 zuz from Yud. So the Rabbonon of Reb Noson say, Bezdin cannot be mikabel, since the Rie at the Rab, since the Haggadah was Ze Shaloi Bifnize. And Reb Noson says, Shemin Dvorov Shal Ze Ayeim Udvorov Shal Ze Limach. And we pass him like Reb Noson, not like Rab. Then there is a Machlekes in Sanhedrin and Bobasre between Reb Yishui ben Koruch and Rab in regard to Ides Mecheles in the Rie. By moment, let's say Reuven comes to Bezdin together with Shimon, and Reuven says he comes to Bezdin on Tuesday morning together with Shimon, and he says, I saw that on Sunday Levi borrowed 1,000 zuz from Yud, and Shimon says, I saw on Monday morning that Levi borrowed 1,000 zuz from Yud.